This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. When my offspring were little, I'd take them to the Marketplace newsroom in L.A. Hey, kids, look at all the neat studios and reporters and engineers at work. All they cared about was the gumball machine we still have there. And if the goal is good old American gumballs, the United States is down to just one company. It's up near Buffalo. Ford Gum and Machinery has been around for over 100 years, but the gumball biz ain't what it used to be. WBFO's Chris Kaya reports.
In the small village of Akron, a sweet aroma wafts through the air outside Ford Gum and Machinery. Inside, there's a large collection of machines Ford made over the years. Company President George Stege says when he joined Ford in 1980, there were about a half dozen U.S.-based gumball makers. But Stege says a Depression-era subsidy, known as the U.S. Sugar Program, raises the price of sugar for consumers and domestic food manufacturers.
Because it's cheaper to produce gumballs in a foreign country, two of them moved up to Canada.
Others went out of business or were bought up by multinationals who closed U.S. operations in favor of low-cost gumballs from overseas. Ford survived in part, he says, by evolving and developing a retail division which produces name brand and private label chewing gum sold in more than a dozen countries.
And I think that these divisions is what will sustain us in the future.
With more people shopping online, Stege says he's not sure how much longer Ford will be selling gumballs in bulk.
There are very few people that woke up this morning and said, I got to buy a gumball and a gumball machine.
Ford's gumballs, along with those from foreign competitors, are still popular, though, at candymachines.com.
Gumballs are one of our top sellers.
That's Kevin Johnson, the company's director of operations.
I think one of the reasons for that is the profit margin. Even at a 25-cent vend, the operators can still make a profit.
Johnson says his company's expanding its warehouse capacity.
We've seen a lot of things come and go, and we've heard people say that it's a dead or dying industry, and we just don't see it that way.
Whether or not Ford gumballs stick around, chewing gum's future looks to be sweet. According to market research firm iMark, the segment's anticipated to grow over the next 5 years by $4 billion worldwide. In Buffalo, New York, I'm Chris Kaya for Marketplace.